Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, my name's Joanna Jens von Fieren. I'm on the Art and Animation course and I live in Brighton.
Hi, Joanna. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you very much.
Excellent. So, tell me, what's your story? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life and made you who you are now?
Well, I've got quite a few of them. I've always loved video games since I was really small. I remember me and my sister got a really ancient Commodore 64 when we were little. We played it on a little black and white TV, and then from there we got a PC, and we played games like Age of Empires 2 and Half-Life, and that's what really got me into gaming. And then from there, I sort of, in my teens, I got more sort of energetic, and I found out about Taekwondo, it's a martial art, and I really love to kick people, so from there I went to uni and did a sport and leisure management degree. But unfortunately, a couple of years into that, I got quite ill and I couldn't do Taekwondo anymore because of the physical aspects of it. So I spent quite a lot of time sort of in bed or on the sofa playing on my Xbox, and I sort of could see myself maybe doing something like that. After that, I had a few basic jobs once I got healthy again, sort of shop jobs, call centres, you know, all the sort of basic ones. But I definitely knew it's not something I wanted to be doing in the future. And then that's when the Train to Gain advert sort of popped up for me in the paper and I signed up instantly.
Do you think, like, you'd make one, maybe want to make a game on the about the old Taekwondo and stuff?
Yeah, I've been considering it, yeah. But it's quite, I mean, it's a very fast sport. I'm not sure how it would work so much. I mean, I've been thinking about it, you know, like comparing it to like Street Fighter and all those types of games, because I used to love them. I think it's just the sort of, I don't know, violence of those sort of things I like.
So what would you say the most dramatic or exciting thing you've done in your life is?
I think maybe that, well, this entire year it's been quite busy for me. A lot of things have happened. I mean, I've now started my own Taekwondo school, which gives me a lot of sort of flexibility to work on my coursework and portfolio. And then earlier this year, which is probably the biggest thing I've done so far, is me and Philip Stevens, who's on the developer course, we've been playing around with a game idea for a while, and we decided we want to make this game into sort of a proper product. So we started recruiting for some other students to help us out, and that's when we created our own studio, Savage Sea Studios.
So what's the game that you've been playing around with, if you can say much about it yet?
Well, we haven't got a proper name for it at the moment. It's still got a sort of jokey code name, which is Project Trolling. It does have trolls in it and some other things in it, which I can't reveal too much at this stage. But it's kind of like the old 2D pixel art games, but we're bringing a sort of more of a 3D aspect to it, the way it looks.
Yeah, what sort of platform are you aiming for then?
At the moment, we're just sort of going to boot it onto just the internet, and then hoping once that's sort of sorted, because it's our first game, you know, we want to sort of develop it and continue our sort of education, the game making process. So we're just having it on the internet, on your PC, and then maybe take it onto iPhone or Android.
Yeah, what are you using to make the game?
We're using Game Maker Pro.
How are you finding that?
It's quite good. I mean, we've got two developers, so it's Philip Stevens and Luke Jackson, and they obviously do all the codey stuff for it. And then there's me and another artist, Chris Straver, and then we've got one designer, which is Kieran Baker, and we all work together because it's quite a simple program for us to all understand. You know, it's not too heavy on any part of the game making process, so we find it quite easy to use.
Finally, what's your greatest ambition and where do you want to go with your career?
I'd quite like to get this game finished. It's taking us a long while, but we obviously have to sort of balance our own jobs and personal lives and our coursework with the sort of studio work as well. All of us want to sort of either create a studio, sort of proper one together where we'll get money and develop it out quite big, or get into a sort of big studio ourselves.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, thank you very much, Joanna.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.